Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hey guys, take two, and it is all Chris's fault.
Not really. Hello, everyone.
We tried to go on talking about a topic that wasn't fact-checked. He was right, and I was wrong, but I didn't know that at the time.
Did you hear that, everyone? She admitted that she was wrong, and I was right.
I can admit when I'm wrong.
This is going to be on the internet forever now.
I can admit when I'm wrong, but I should have been in the loop. You can't just spring stuff on me without fact-checking it, because I didn't know. So anyway, here we are. And as I'm sure you're aware, St. Patrick's Day is coming up on Monday. So today we're back with our next episode in our Interesting Facts series. And you guessed it, it's all about St. Patrick's Day. Did you have something you wanted to add?
Well, I didn't want to do St. Patrick's Day. I wanted to do tomorrow, which is Pi Day.
See, I knew that was coming. As a math guy, and, you know, he's an accountant by trade, he's a math guy. So I knew that there was going to be some mention of Pi Day. And for people who may not know what this means, do you want to explain it real quick, what pie is? Because it's not apple. It's not chocolate mousse. It's not blueberry. It's not rhubarb. I've never had rhubarb pie. It's not a delicious, flaky, crusted delicacy that you may want to eat.
It's the circumference of a circle. And we all know it's 3.1456782. You can fact check me on that, though.
And that goes on to infinity, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it does not repeat.
Yeah. And it's funny because I say all the time that I've never used anything that I learned in math during high school. And here I am. Actually, I'm not ever going to measure the circumference of a circle. That can be guaranteed. I never have, never will. But I do at least acknowledge Pi Day, but only because of you, Christian. You're the math guy. Otherwise, I would let this day slide completely.
Well, whether you're Irish by birth or just for the day, we're going to talk about St. Patrick's Day.
I like the way you just ignored what I said and went on with the St. Patrick's Day. Way to keep us on topic. Thank you.
We got tons of fun facts, myths, and history to explore. So grab a pint of Guinness.
A pint or a pint?
A pint of Guinness. Of Guinness. Or maybe a shamrock shake. Throw on some green and let's dive into the wild, wacky, wonderful world of St. Patrick's Day.
This is also going to be on the internet forever because I'm not going to make us do a take three. That was hilarious. Wait till I tell the kids a pint. That's not the first time you've said a pint.
Probably not. But let's get started with the man behind the holiday, St. Patrick himself. And surprise, surprise, he wasn't even Irish. Robin's going to give you a quick rundown.
Yes. Patrick was born in Britain around the late 4th century, likely what is now known as Scotland or Wales. He was kidnapped by Irish pirates at age 16 and enslaved in Ireland for 6 years before he escaped. After becoming a priest, he returned to Ireland to convert the Irish into Christianity. And guess what? He never actually drove snakes out of Ireland because, spoiler alert, there were never any snakes there to begin with. It's likely a metaphor for converting the pagan population.
So basically, Patrick was a kidnapped teenager.
Teenager.
Who became the patron saint of Ireland.
Patron saint of Ireland. Wow, we are struggling today.
It is early.
It is early. It's 6:40 a.m.
So he accomplished a lot in his lifetime.
Yes, quite the character arc. So you might think that St. Patrick's favorite color was green, but historically he was actually associated with blue. Green only became popular because of Ireland's lush landscape and its association with Irish nationalism. The original color linked to St. Patrick's Day was blue, which can still be seen in some Irish symbols today. Green became associated, like I said, with Ireland because of the Emerald Isle nickname and the use of green in Irish rebellions. And the tradition of pinching people who don't wear green actually started here in America. Folklore claims that wearing green makes you invisible to leprechauns, who love to pinch unsuspecting humans.
Nothing like a little playful assault to keep the holiday tradition alive, huh?
Something like that.
Okay, okay. Quick quiz. What plant do people associate with St. Patrick's Day? If you said four-leaf clover, nope, you're wrong. It's actually the shamrock. St. Patrick supposedly used the three-leaf shamrock to explain the concept of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The four-leaf clover is a symbol of luck, but is not directly connected to St. Patrick's Day. The odds of finding a four-leaf clover are 1 in 5,000. So if you find one, consider yourself extra lucky. I have never found one.
I've never found one either, and I've actually spent hours looking for four-leaf clovers. When I was a kid, I used to sit in the backyard and search, and I never found one.
That'd be a good trick to use to keep the little kids busy, when, nieces and nephews busy.
When I used to, when I was the site coordinator for the Y, and I did the before and after program, before and after school program for the Y. I used to do that. I used to have some of the girls who would come over and say they were bored. I'd be like, oh my God, let's search for four-leaf clovers. Smart. And it worked. Yeah, it worked. Smart. Yes. Smart. Yeah. It's a great way to keep the kids busy. So anyway, if you guys are out searching for Lucky Charms, just make sure you know your plant life.
Yes. Here's a shocker. The first St. Patrick's Day parade didn't happen in Ireland. It actually took place in... drumroll... America! The first recorded St. Patrick's Day parade was in St. Augustine, Florida.
And say that again.
St. Augustine, come Florida.
On. You know that that's St. Augustine.
Augustine,
how
Florida.
How long have you lived in this country?
In 1601. The most famous large-scale parade tradition started in New York City in 1762, led by Irish soldiers serving in the British Army. Ireland didn't have a large official St. Patrick's Day parade until 1931 in Dublin.
Yeah, so if you think you need to be in Ireland to celebrate St. Patrick's Day the right way, think again.
Yeah, we have a really big one for St. Patrick's Day celebration here in Boston. There's a huge parade that runs through Dorchester, and it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, we've got a huge Irish-American population here in Boston. It's in Southie. I've been a few times, but it's still pretty cold here in March, so I don't really like to go because I'm a wimp now. So now let's talk about some of Ireland's most famous exports. Did I say some or did I say one? Because I meant to say one, but I might have said some. So we're going to talk about one of Ireland's most famous exports, Guinness, because St. Patrick's Day and Guinness go together like corned beef and cabbage. So did you know that over 13 million, should I say pints or pints? Over 13 million pints of Guinness are consumed worldwide on St. Patrick's Day. And that's actually twice as much as on an average day. The Guinness Brewery in Dublin has a 9,000-year lease on its land at St. James Gate. Talk about long-term planning.
Yeah, if I only had the foresight of the Guinness family when setting my gym memberships up.
And, of course, what's St. Patrick's Day without a mischievous leprechaun? Leprechauns come from Irish folklore and were originally thought to be shoemakers who stored their gold in pots. They weren't always cute little guys in green. Early depictions showed them wearing red coats and pointy hats. And the term leprechaun likely comes from the Irish word, sorry in advance, Laith Bragan, which means shoemaker. And catching one, good luck. Folklore says that they grant three wishes if captured, but they're tricksters, so be very careful.
Personally, if I caught one, my first wish would be for unlimited wishes. Loophole exploited at its finest.
I'm not sure it works like that, but hey, you can always give it a try.
And then some traditions go beyond parades and beer. Let's get weird with some unusual ways people celebrate St. Patrick's Day around the world. Chicago dyes its river green every year. A tradition that started in 1962, the dye is actually orange until it mixes with the water.
Oh, I didn't know that. I knew they dyed the river, but I didn't realize the dye was orange.
That's something, let's put that on the bucket list to go look.
I don't know. It's going to be cold in Chicago in March. Chicago is a city I've always wanted to visit, but like in the summer.
All right. In Newfoundland, Canada, St. Patrick's Day is a public holiday.
Interesting.
Another day off.
I love it.
And some people in the U.S. eat green bagels or drink green beer. Done in Ireland, that's more of an American thing.
That's interesting, because I feel like we used to dye food. The leprechaun used to come to our house when the kids were little. And we used to dye, didn't we dye the milk green?
We did one year.
Yeah, that was fun.
I wonder if green eggs and ham was based on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to say something very controversial here. I'm not a fan of Dr. Seuss. Sorry.
Moving on.
I don't remember that book. I know I read it at some point, but I don't remember it. Sorry.
The town of Hot Springs, Arkansas, hosts the world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade, just 98 feet long.
I feel like we should have dug more into that instead of just dropping it and moving on, but that's interesting. So why don't we wrap things up with some mind-blowing St. Patrick's Day stats. More than 31 million Americans claim Irish ancestry, which is about 7 times the population of Ireland itself. Around $5.5 billion, with a B, dollars is spent on St. Patrick's Day celebrations each year in the United States. And over 150 countries celebrate St. Patrick's Day in some way or another.
Basically, everyone wants to be Irish on March 17th.
Yeah, pretty much.
And that's a wrap on our St. Patrick's Day Interesting Facts episode. Whether you're celebrating with a pint,
you should have seen his face struggling.
Or a pinch. We hope you enjoy these fun facts. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell your friends, especially the ones who still think leprechauns are real.
And next week, be sure to tune in because we recorded an episode with a very special guest. Spoiler alert, it's one of Chris's brothers. And I know we struggled with some language in this episode, and it does seem like I'm always picking on Chris, which I am, but it's all in good fun. I do love you, but I do pick on him all the time when he says words wrong. It's just our thing, so you guys know that by now. So until next time, may the luck of the Irish be with you,
and see you later, alligator,
in a wild crocodile.